Hello and welcome to the Stained Glass Music Series, recorded in September at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Bowling Green. I'm Barbara Deed. Tonight, Celtic Crossroads, a journey to thin places, featuring Skip Clevenger on the Highland Pipes, Illan Pipes, and Tin Whistle, Rebecca Baumbach on fiddle, Dr. Kenneth Stein on organ and piano, and Deborah Stein, vocals.
Hello, everybody. How are you? Good evening. Thanks for being here. I'm Skip Clevenger, and this is Rebecca.
Yeah, I'm Rebecca Baumbach. Thank you all for coming out tonight.
And that first piece was called Highland Cathedral, and it's a beautiful Highland bagpipe piece that was actually written by a couple of Germans. So it fits in with what Father was saying just a few minutes ago, and it was written just a few short years ago, but it's a beautiful piece, and so we wanted to play it tonight. It's a great way to kind of show off the big Scottish bagpipes with the organ. But we're going to change directions a bit, and we're going to play some Irish music for you on the Irish Illan pipes, and I'll hold them up so you can see them. So these are kind of a cousin of the Scottish bagpipe. They were invented around 1700 and were very popular in Ireland and also Scotland. And in fact, kind of their first big stage debut was in Edinburgh, Scotland, and it was for an opera called Oscar and Malvina. And so they were debuted on the stage there in Edinburgh, and they were very popular in the 18th century. I'll just, as we kind of, you know, as we go through, I'll demonstrate more on the instrument, but I don't have to blow in the Illan pipes. It's really nice. I can use bellows, and so that's how they're driven. And so we'll play the Illan pipes and the fiddle on some dance music for you. A couple of jigs. So jigs are, they're dance pieces, and they're in 6/8. And what we decided with Ken when we had our first meeting is that we would try to stick to very old music. So in Ireland, you may be aware of the fact that they had a horrible potato famine. And so millions of people either starved or they moved to the United States. So it was a really big thing, a big cultural shift in Ireland. There was no great music written during that time. It was in the 1850s. A lot of the instruments started to go into decline, and the musicians stopped playing. So it was a real downtime in Irish music. So we decided that we would stick to music that was written pre-famine, which is pre-1855 or so. And so these first two pieces, one's called Strike the Gay Harp. We wanted to select it because it's very old, but also it's a nod to the harp. And the harp was the first kind of major instrument in Ireland. And the pipes eventually kind of took over. But so Strike the Gay Harp is the first jig. And the next one is called Anthony Frawley's. And what you'll hear in Irish music is very social folk music. And so they often name pieces after the person who either wrote it or they played it quite a bit. So I assume Anthony Frawley either composed this piece a long time ago or played it quite a bit and was known for it.
Thank you.
Dietrich Buxtehude was one of the most important composers, organist of the Middle North German School of Organ Playing. He held fourth an organist and church treasurer at the great Marienkirche in Lübeck, having succeeded organist composer Franz Tunder, but only after agreeing to marry Tunder's daughter. When Buxtehude was looking for his successor, the great George Frederick Handel applied for the position, but he turned it down because of the condition attached to his acceptance, that he marry Buxtehude's eldest daughter. Apparently, this throwing in a bride with the job offer was fairly common back then. However, Buxtehude's daughter must have needed some serious counseling following that, since two noteworthy composers of the time applied for the position, then left the day after, refusing the offer, instead on the condition that they marry her. Buxtehude was a major influence on Johann Sebastian Bach, who traveled about 240 miles on foot to absorb Buxtehude's style of playing, as well as his famed Abendmusik concert series. Now, no mention is made that Buxtehude tried to get Bach to marry one of his daughters. Bach was so enamored with the wealth of music that Buxtehude shared with him that, much of the consternation of Bach's employers, he overstayed his leave in Lübeck. The history of Western civilization's music most probably benefited from that extended stay, although his church superiors probably were not very happy. Buxtehude's Nut mit den Wir is a short and charming chorale. It's a prelude based on the ancient hymn, and when you translate it, it translates to "Come, Holy Spirit." Following the contemplative chorale prelude to Buxtehude's Jig Fugue in C, one that can be seen to have influenced Bach's Jig Fugue, which will be heard later in tonight's program. Ladies and gentlemen, Ken Stein. Thank you. You're listening to the Stained Glass Music Series here on WKU Public Radio.
Oh, that's going to be hard to follow. Rebecca's going to tune a lead in here. All right, so we'll carry on with more dance music. That was very danceable, the second one. So we're going to play a tune. It's a waltz, essentially, a very old waltz called The Humors of Glenn, really beautiful waltz. And then we're going to move into two reels. So we started off with jigs. Jigs and reels are the big thing in Ireland. So the reels are in a different time signature, a little bit faster. And so the waltz, as I said, was Humors of Glenn. The first reel we're going to play is called the Old High Reel. Not sure where it comes from. And the second one is called the Shaskeen. And the Shaskeen is, again, kind of a dance. Really wonderful reel. So we'll go into those. I'll probably have to tune a little bit as well. So,
a couple times each.
Yeah, that sounds good. Thank you. So we're going to do one more set, set of jigs this time, and two names in Irish music are, you just have to have to go with them sometimes. But the first one's called the Winnie Hills of Leitrim. That's okay, you know. Winnie is a plant. It's like crown vetch that you might see on the side of highways here. So Winnie is a plant that grows along the roadside in Ireland. The Winnie Hills of Leitrim. And then the second one is we'll just let your mind go with this one, The Night Before Larry Was Stretched. All right, anyway. God love Larry.
The next solo organ piece is an arrangement of the tune Highland Cathedral, this one by contemporary New England composer Charles Callahan. Following that, Deb Stein will sing Michael Card's The Greening of Belfast. Michael wrote that song after one of his many visits to Belfast at the time when things were not in very good shape. It's a reminder to pray for the sisters and brothers there.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Stained Glass Music Series here on WKU Public Radio.
Bitter fruit for so long.
selection, a tune here that was written by Turlough O'Carolan. And Turlough O'Carolan was an Irish harper, lived in the late 1600s, early 1700s, and he traveled around Ireland writing music for the people that he met and the places that he went. And he was a blind harper, and this was one of the few professions that somebody that was blind could have and make a decent living at during that time. So he was very well known for his compositions, and some of them have some classical-esque sort of qualities to them, but they're all really beautiful melodies. And so the first selection that I'm going to play is called Carolan's Receipt. We're going to play another Turlough O'Carolan tune, and this one, we both have albums individually, and he played on mine. I didn't play on his, but we're working on one together, so it'll be out eventually. But this is one of the tunes that's on my album, and on the album I had a professor of mine in undergrad, William Coulter. He's well known in the Celtic music scene. He plays guitar. And lived in Santa Cruz, and he played on this track on there, so it's a really special connection for me. And Skip is going to play the whistle on this one. This is called Hewlett. Thank you.
Bach's Gieg Fugue is one that seems to be a standalone work, not associated with any of the keyboard suites that were also blessed with his Giegs. The similarity to the earlier Gieg Fugue of Buxtehude is certainly testament to the older composer's influence on the younger Bach. The late great organ impresario Virgil Fox used to introduce this piece by intoning in his most dramatic way. The fugue theme appears once, twice, three times in the hands. And when it appears in the pedals, I dance the jig. Thank you.
We have another set that we're going to play, and then we'll go into our last piece of the night. Just a short jig set, and again, this is one from two very old jigs, but one comes from the Goodman manuscript, and again, you have to kind of go with the title on these. The first one is called Down the Back Lane, and the second one's called Kissing and Drinking, and the two titles don't have anything to do with one another. Just put that out of your mind. So here we go, a couple of jigs. Well, the last one that we have prepared is Amazing Grace. Again, I believe it is a pre-famine tune, right, Ken? Give me the nod. Okay, it's a pre-famine tune. So we'll play Amazing Grace for you in G, for those of you who are singing along. So here we go.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for Celtic Crossroads, A Journey to Thin Places. The Stained Glass Music Series wouldn't be possible without Lynn and Dennis O'Keefe and the staff and parishioners of St. Joseph's Catholic Church. Thanks to Don Eastman and Sam Holliday of WKU Public Broadcasting for their engineering assistance. Our producer is Emil Moffitt. I'm Barbara Deeb. Thanks for joining us.